In recent days, Connecticut Public Radio has reported on issues facing expectant families as the new coronavirus threatens standard protocol in hospitals. One Hartford woman tells us that the COVID-19 pandemic is the icing on the cake for her challenging pregnancy. Frankie Graziano has her story.
Lauren Peral is used to her husband being by her side at the doctor's office.
A lot of times, you know, I'm absorbing as much as I can, and he's asking a lot of questions, and I'm constantly thinking, oh my gosh, yeah, I was wondering that too.
She'd just gone to an appointment without him for the first time in her high-risk pregnancy. He's not allowed anymore. Healthcare facilities are limiting traffic in their buildings to mitigate exposure to the new coronavirus.
It breaks my heart that he can't be there to see the ultrasounds with me. We get so much out of that, being able to see our baby.
It doesn't help that all of her appointments leading up to her April cesarean have been rescheduled 3 times.
Honestly, it's really, for me, felt kind of just like the icing on the cake.
It's what she calls her reproductive roller coaster. The C-section is a year to the day from when she says she got her first positive pregnancy test, but she lost that first baby. Peral got pregnant again, but then she developed a condition that could harm the baby during vaginal birth called vasa previa, thus the C-section.
And then now, not even knowing whether after all of this, you know, my husband will be able to be with me for the delivery.
Hartford Hospital allows for a pregnant woman to have one visitor, but if her husband gets COVID-19, he'll be shut out. To cope with all this, she says she's putting her trust in the doctors, and she's focused on the health of the child. The Peralts are expecting a baby boy. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.